Turkish Prime Minister issues a stern warning. Christians catalyze for Christ. And it's time to put your money where your feet are, or something like that. Find out what that means on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Patience is growing thin in Turkey. Police cleared out Taksim Square yesterday, and Turkey's prime minister says that protests will no longer be tolerated. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says tolerance so far has included water cannons, tear gas, and rubber bullets.
If that was tolerance, it's hard to kind of picture what zero tolerance is going to look like.
What began as a peaceful demonstration is turning into national protests, with three people dead and over 5,000 injured. Nettleton says it's hard to see the situation ending well.
When we look to the future, it's hard to know what this is going to mean for the church, not to mention the government and the entire nation of Turkey.
When looking at the situation in Turkey, it's easy to think of Egypt. Violence that started there 2 years ago has become a fight for religious freedom.
As we're praying for Turkey, we need to pray with that in our mind, and we need to pray against that. We need to pray for the protection of our brothers and sisters.
Next, Oklahoma is still picking up the pieces following a series of tornadoes that made global headlines. The saying, more hands make light work, is true. Volunteers will be needed to help recovery efforts. But right now, the biggest needs are funding and prayer, says the Evangelical Free Church. They're collecting support through Reach Global's crisis response, and you can find a link at our website. Pray that surviving families find hope in Jesus Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. We love sharing stories of a united church. We've got one more for you today. And that's the sound of a standing ovation when the Christian Reformed Church and the Reformed Church of America made their collaboration official yesterday. The two denominations are coming together to grow evangelical outreach. Tom DeVries, General Secretary of the RCA, explains.
One of the ways we're looking at doing that together is through World Renew. And as a Reformed Church in America, what we have decided and what I am very excited about is making World Renew our domestic relief arm of the Reformed Church in America.
Joel Boot, Interim Executive Director of the Christian Reformed Church of North America, summed it up this way.
It is our hope and our confidence, really, that God can use something like this to say, I wonder what I could do in my community. I wonder what difference it will make to me and the church down the street.
Meanwhile, if you gave a Bible to 10 people from India, chances are that three of them couldn't read it. India has an illiteracy rate of 27%, and that's why Audio Scripture Ministries has a studio in Bangalore, India, to record God's Word in audio. Now, the studio was functional, but in need of a facelift. Tom Dudenhofer says they recently got the green light to build the studio.
The concrete has been poured for the first floor. We're going up three more floors on the building.
They're working with church members in India to rebuild and operate the studio.
Having these studios in place allows the local national believers to take ownership of what God needs to do in their countries.
But they don't have all the funds.
About 6-7 years ago, we raised a significant amount of money to get this project off the ground. As that fund is expended, then we're going to need more help to finish this project.
You can send the gospel across the ocean by partnering with them. Just visit our featured links. And when American parents send their kids to school, they spend an average of $130 on shoes. But 300 million kids around the world will go to school this year without any shoes. Last week, a couple in England gave up their shoes for a 4-mile barefoot walk. Deb and Nigel did it to promote awareness for children who need shoes. They raised over $1,300 for a Kids Alive international partner who's supporting impoverished kids in Christ's love. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. Now, the book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as many others? You can get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.